Hello, everyone. Come on in to the call. Coach Lisa here with you today. We are here for the regain call. So, I am your regain coach. I'm going to be working through this with you today. Hello to Christy. Let's see our attendees. Everybody say hi in the chat. Let me know that you're here. How you doing? And this is an open coaching call. So I want you to be raising your hand so we can talk about what is going on for you. Excellent. Okay. So if you're on this call, you're either curious about maybe you've had a regain, maybe you're just love us and want to come to every call. What I want to make sure that you all know about is that you've looked at the regain course. There are two really great assets. I'm going to post links here because I found them and I'm going to post them for you. Oh, hi, Anne from Spain. I see you quite often on calls. I love it. Okay. So, one that I posted is the reset guide. So, in our regain course, it's all about creating a reset, right? Resetting to a place where we can get back to losing weight. The other one is that we have a whole planner set out for you for when you're doing that process and you're working on the reset so that you can really focus on what is in your way for losing weight, right? All right. Let's bring up Alyssa and see what's going on with her. And then again, anyone else, please feel free to raise your hand. You can post questions in the Q&A. I can answer them there. And we're going to get to doing some coaching. Oh, there you are, sort of, kind of. How are you doing today, Alyssa?
Bad glare. Sorry about
That's all right. I'm so glad you decided to join me up here. So, how can I help? What's going
that.
on for you?
I've done the coach. You coached me a few months back on the stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds. I did the, percentage of when, stopping at enough, eating when hungry. I mean, that week, I know I did, it's like about 90%.
That's a lot,
And then
okay.
another, yeah. So it was good. But I don't st I noticed though I don't stay consistent with that. So some weeks are better than others.
Okay.
I don't know, I feel like I, every time I start doing well, with on the scale with going down, like something
Yes.
happens in my brain, and then all of a sudden it's like I tell myself not to loosen up and keep doing what I'm doing, but then I feel like I don't. And then the skill goes back up again. And then I just
Okay,
feel
so
like,
hold on. When you're doing the things, what are you doing that, like you said, it'll loosen up? Well, what is it that you're doing that's not loose as you're losing weight?
I think I'm restricting food that I'm eating.
In what way, though? Because, like, to me, there's good restriction and there's restriction that's never going to help you. So, like, I restrict myself. I don't walk outside naked. I don't sleep around on my husband. I also don't eat desserts all day long. I restrict myself from those things. But, like, there can also, there's restriction being, oh, well, I can't eat bread and lose weight. That's not really a helpful restriction. So, what is it for you specifically, Alyssa, that you feel like you're restricting yourself from?
Not for me, it's like snacks that I enjoy.
Like what? Like what exactly?
Well, I kind of talked just about this like on Facebook. It's like I'll see these snacks at work and I'll grab them, but I don't eat them and they just like stay near me and I feel okay. And then I don't, and I know they're there, and I don't eat them all day when I'm at work. And then when I go home, then I kind of like, oh, I have these snacks that I planned, so I'm gonna eat those instead.
Instead of what?
And instead of the snacks that I wanted that I had at work that were just sitting there that I never touched.
Okay.
So then I'm like thinking about the food and,
Yeah, and then what
doing
happened?
substitutions, which I think to myself is like, oh, I'm leveling up because it's something I do like, but it's something that's better for me than eating like the cookies and stuff they have at my work.
Okay, but at what point does it shift from feeling like something you're doing for yourself to something you need to loosen up on?
I just see like my husband eating other stuff and I just kind of like envy. So then like I just feel
He
like
eating your snacks though from work?
no, but he has his own snacks, and then it's like, oh, he's getting to eat what he really wants in the moment, and then I
So your
don't.
husband gets to eat what he really wants in the moment. So what you end up telling yourself is you're not eating what you really want.
Yeah.
It kind of sounded like you really wanted to do these level ups though, no?
Yeah, I do.
So then, but that's what we have to decide. Which one is the truth? Do I really want to level this stuff up? Or do I really want these snacks from work?
Well, I want to level up because I'm tired of playing the same game I've been playing in my head for years with trying to lose weight.
Okay. And so what's wrong with that? If we said, okay, you're tired of doing this, you want to level up. While your
I know,
husband's
because
going
I
to
would.
eat what he wants, but you are too, right? You are too. If we're being honest, you are too. You're doing what you want, no?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the problem for you, though?
Mine is like I'll, like I said, I'll do good for like a week
But what is
or
good?
two. Like eating what
Like,
I planned.
okay.
Making like better choices when we go out to eat.
And when you stop doing good, then what happens?
Then I just gain weight. I mean, I just like automatically. It's like I
But
feel
what's the
like I put
story
one.
we move on? Yeah, we know the fact. You gain weight. We're not losing weight anymore. We're gaining weight. But why do we stop doing it the way that felt good and that was the way we were doing it for ourselves?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, it's like, I don't know if I put too much, I think too far ahead in the future. I put too much expectation, on it. When I do lose weight. And then I tell myself, like, no, don't get too excited. And I start the negative talk.
So when you're thinking too far
Because every
ahead, you're
time I get too excited or I talk about it on Facebook, I feel like then I'm gonna automatically just gain back what I just lost or
what
do the
does it
opposite of,
trigger in
something
you?
I was just proud of.
What does it trigger in you when you start celebrating and thinking, I'm doing really well, then what?
I'm just gonna show myself I'm failing at this again. Because my husband's made comments that kind of stick in my head. He's not trying to be mean. He's just like, he's known me for 15 years, 16 years, and I've been trying to lose weight like pretty much the whole time. And then he
So
tries to tell me like
that's a really good
I just
point.
should accept that's who I am. This is who I am.
No.
But I don't want to.
Yeah, the really good point you made is that you're trying, what you really want to do is I want it to be this is who you are. We want to work on what is the story about who you are. And then find some sort of middle ground with the restricting you're doing that's not working for you, and figure out a way to get really honest and make sure that you are also eating exactly what you want and that you're keeping in touch with that. Because for a couple of weeks, it sounds like you are eating exactly what you want. You're leveling some stuff up. You're not just eating the snacks at work because they're there, you're like planning them. And then you're deciding in the moment, no, I'm going to eat this instead. I'm going to kind of level it up and I'm going to save that. But then you see your husband eating something and you're like, oh, he gets to eat what he wants. And immediately your brain goes into that kind of victim mentality, like that you don't get to somehow. And that's where I want you to catch the story changing. Because for 2 weeks, you said you are actually eating what you want. Is that true that you are eating what you want for the first 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. So as long as that's true, anytime that something comes up that you notice, oh, well, like I kind of want that, haven't had it, I want you to figure out a way to plan it in your plan in the next few days.
Okay. Yeah, this last week I noticed myself just my work makes treats and things for clients, and we have like a kitchen. And then when I was stressed, you know, like I know there's other ways to deal with stress, but of
Like
course the
what?
easiest.
Okay, but wait, now
Like,
tell me, how else would you deal with stress? I don't, not perfect ways,
I
you.
could go for like a 5 minute walk or like
Do you have
outside
time for
or
that?
take a deep breath. So I don't have time for the, I did this week, I didn't have time for the 5 minute walk when I was in that
Okay.
moment.
Yeah. We're gonna be
But I
honest
know
with
I can
her.
do like deep breathing and stuff while I'm sitting there doing what I have to do. But they're like, everyone's like, oh, they made cinnamon roll cheesecake. And I'm like, oh God. And I'm like, I need to have that. That's good. And after I ate it, I was like, oh, I feel so much better now.
Did you really though?
I did in the moment, yes. It made
Okay.
me feel happy.
Okay. Well, food doesn't make you feel happy. You eat food and then you have thoughts, right? You have a thought. It's kind of like, oh, that tasted good, or like, you know, we can, but it's not the actual food. Keep that in mind. It's not the actual food. That sounds delicious. So the key is, were you hungry?
Yeah, I was, because I went a long time without eating because I kept working.
Okay. Do you feel like you stopped at enough?
Yes, I did.
Then that kind of eating is not going to create weight gain or stop you from losing weight. It's just
I
not.
feel like I'm doing it too often because I do, there are times when
Oh, but
I, not all the time, but I do times where I eat it when I'm not hungry.
okay,
So.
so that's the difference, right? The difference is the times you eat it when you're not hungry versus the times you eat it when you, I'm hungry and I'm gonna stop at enough. The other difference is like, okay, if you did that midday or whatever, now you gotta think the next time you eat, it's gonna be impacted by what you just ate. You gotta watch
Well,
for
like
that.
that night, you know, like I wouldn't eat after dinner. It's because I didn't feel like I having like the snack, you know, in the afternoon. And then I ate dinner later, and then I still like I didn't wasn't hungry, so I didn't eat at night.
Huge win, Alyssa. That's huge. That is the behavior of someone who's going to lose weight. Right? So that's what we want to remind ourselves of. So right now it sounds like you've kind of got a bit of this story of that there are certain foods that you can't eat and lose weight, but I want you to really work on shifting that it's only if you're eating them when you're not hungry.
No. Well, it's like another thing my husband said to me before, which really bothers me, is like, just don't eat. And I complain about like I need to lose weight or talk about it. I'm like, that's good for you, because he just does that anytime he gains like, you know, the holidays or something. And you just don't eat. Just don't eat. And I go, but it's not that, you know, for me, it's not that simple. For him,
No.
it is, I guess.
90% of the world, it's never that simple.
No.
So,
So then I tell myself when this happens, why can't I just not eat?
okay, but you already said that you don't like that. That's not a reasonable
I know.
solution to you.
Yeah,
So,
I know, but
what do you
my
want to
brain
think
wants
then?
to
Oh,
argue with
yes. Sounds like an easy answer. Just don't eat.
Yeah.
No. What do you want to remind yourself of when he says that, or even when your brain offers it to you? What would you say to them?
Well, I mean, that's not, doesn't work for me.
Yeah. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for me.
No.
But what if that's okay, that his way doesn't work for you?
Yeah. I
Do
mean, it is
you see
because,
standing up?
yeah.
You pee standing up?
Nope.
No, he probably does.
Yeah.
His way doesn't work for you. Note in that one, like it's just so normalized in society. Like, We never think twice about the fact that they do something completely the opposite to what we do. We think it's just normal. We
And then I
don't
was
think.
also thinking, I've been in OBS for almost a year, and it's like I've been doing some of the emotional stuff, but I haven't really. I've still been trying to work at like a food eating only, I've noticed as well. And that didn't work. That's why I joined OBS. So
When's
I
the last time
finally,
you
like
did a
last
poster?
month, did my first
Discovery worksheet?
yes.
I love it. I love it.
I don't know. I kept looking at them and I was like, for some reason, I made it harder in my brain than what it really was.
I love it. Okay,
I'm
so
like,
it's
why have I been resisting this whole time when this is what I need to
well, that's your brain's job to try to go like, why? No. Let's
do?
just let go of the whys for now and focus on, okay, I did it now. What can I learn from it? So, when's the last time you used Ask Coaches?
I've used it like
Okay.
a lot.
Excellent. I want you to keep doing that. This diet mentality that comes up of, I want you to bring it to us there and let's keep talking it through. Because, like you said, if you go like 2 weeks where you're kind of doing the stuff and you're not feeling as restricted, and then the restrictive thoughts come up, that's the time we want to work on kind of auto-correcting them, not just believing everything that comes to our mind. Those are the stories we want to rewrite, right? Like, and that's what the regain reset is all about, is sort of seeing what is your current story. And your current story is that I can't eat certain foods and lose weight. The truth is, for 2 weeks you do it, but then the negative stuff comes back. And that because you're human, because that's what happens. What we want to work on is that when that negative stuff comes back, we don't make it a big deal. We go, oh, here's that time when typically I'd change what I'm doing based on what I'm thinking. And I'm going to work on not changing what I do. I'm still going to hold on to the snacks and have them when I'm hungry. I'm really going to pay attention to what works for me, not my husband, not the same people.
And then I don't, once I gain the weight, I don't go on the scale for a while. I start my scale fear up again. And then I tell myself I need to just go on to see what I'm doing, how
Well, I
it's
think you know
affecting.
what you're doing. I want you to focus more on just what you're doing. Right? Yes. If the scale's gone up and it's, bringing up feelings of shame or disappointment, it's maybe not a useful tool in that exact moment.
Let's see this. There.
Oh,
Just realize there's a smudge.
Right?
Sorry.
So that's what I want you to think about, is how can I let go of that thinking and focus on just today? I'm a
Yeah, the
noble
scale
woman.
has always been tricky because my mom used to make me get on and weigh when I was a kid. We'd eat all this junk for the holidays, and then she's like, "Oh, let's get on the scale. Let's see how much we all gained during the holidays." And then go on some crazy crash diet with her and my grandma. And
Like your husband says, just don't eat. No. Okay. So you'll bring those thoughts as they come up to Ask Coaches. Okay. And then we'll make sure that we work through them this time so that we can kind of try to lessen what happens on week three for you. Okay. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on. All right, Alyssa, I hope to see you again soon. Here we go. All right. Yeah, Darlene asked a good question. And Alyssa, if you're in the chat, maybe you could answer it, is what did you learn from the discovery worksheet you did? Would be good to know. All right. We have Melissa. Let's see, Melissa. Come on up. I think there we go. Hello, Melissa. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm hijacking you a little for body image
Okay.
from Regain. Okay. So I, well, history, 4 years ago, I had breast cancer. I had a lumpectomy, but still, so like that was a big change. Overnight menopause, because I have to start. I was like a little before Kathy, but Kathy's kind of journey. So, aromatase inhibitors. I've done two pelvic floor therapies, all the things. And so then I also had four lipedema surgeries in the last year and a half. So they removed 22 liters. So I signed up. It was like free, but I think it's a promotion, but it's fine. A boudoir photo shoot Tuesday to like reclaim my body. So I'm excited, completely terrified, and I want to just work through some thoughts or space for afterwards. Like, because I know my nervous system's, it's going to be great, right? But I know my nervous system's going to be wrapped up. And I was already like, what if I just go and eat everything? So, and I was even just the last call thinking I could sit in a car for 5 minutes, but just something to help calm me after the photo shoot.
I love that idea. I love the idea of taking a break and giving yourself a moment, knowing, yes, it's going to take a bit to come down from that high because it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. Like you've got such a great outlook on it to begin with.
Thanks. My turn.
What if you practiced something that we do in a lot of other situations is write a letter to your future self. Write a letter to you who's just finished and she's sitting in the car and then read it. What would you want her to know?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I did it, and I know they want to sell you stuff. So first I found out how much the whole package was and I'm like, "Oh my God, that's a lot of money." But you get one free photo. So then I talked to my husband and we get like another photo. So like when I go back, even that's the part I'm a little nervous too is like I can pick out one extra photo, but overall it's like I want to look at it as like reclaiming my body because it's different. And then I also want to see, so Wednesday, I went and did I went and spoke at this Wellness Wednesday thing at this community center, and then they have a video, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so much smaller than I think I am. I just don't even see, I still see me 100 pounds of go. So that's where part of the picture too. So I guess, feel proud that I did it, put myself out there. And it's more about like reclaiming my body. So maybe like afterwards, kind of sit and see how I feel after, take a few deep breaths and
I love connect with how you actually feel as it kind of, whatever the emotions are as they flow through you. I think that's going to be the biggest thing for you is not trying to just sit and like sit, you're not sitting with it necessarily. You're sitting and going, okay, now how do I release and just let it go and see where am I landing? You're kind of like spinning the emotional wheel and you're going to land somewhere. And then I want you to like answer anything that comes up. This is very much like in most things. When we have questions or we bring something up with ourselves, I want you to answer it. So if your brain's like, I don't know how I looked, answer it. First of all, that's not really what it's about, is it? It was more about doing reclaiming your body and having the fun with it. No matter what the
And I've
photos
seen
look
the
like,
photos there.
oh, they're gonna look
They'll
amazing.
make, yeah, like, yeah. And they do hair and makeup and the whole thing too. So
Yes.
be fun. And then I
Yes.
have probably like a 30-minute drive home because it's a little bit far out east. So maybe just kind of not having music, like, just kind of just being calm while I'm driving home because it'll be the afternoon too, so I won't be stuck in rush hour traffic, which is good.
Remember, there's not going to be any right or wrong. We have no idea how you're going to feel afterwards.
Yeah, that's true.
There
Yeah, I
may be
think
an
just,
emotional release, there may not.
yeah. Yeah, and then I don't even know. Yeah, I'll just feel, and then if I decide that like I do, I'll plan something good for dinner just in case. So I was also a sexual assault nurse examiner years ago. So I know sometimes when I get ramped up, like every time I did a case, I would go eat a donut. Just one donut. So like if there's something like that, maybe I could plan for something if, I'm hungry and feel.
Or you could plan to say, I know I'm going to have an urge, or I know it's
Yeah.
likely I may have an urge. But remember, sort of like I was talking about with Alyssa too, it's like it's not the donut that's going to do the work.
Yeah, that's true.
It's you are going to connect that, hey, donuts used to help. If I eat a donut now, maybe it'll help. No, it's just going to complete a cycle you used to do. Doesn't sound like you're the same person you were back then, maybe.
No. Yeah, that's true.
So, but your brain may offer it and say, hey,
Yeah.
it'll help. And that's where I want you could prepare yourself with, if I have an urge to eat, I'm going to remind myself of that.
Yeah.
It'll be
Yeah,
part of
just because you
the
have an urge, you don't have to eat. Because, yeah, the urge is really about something else than just.
Well, it's about look in that situation, it sounds like it's about wanting to release the whatever energy is there. Right?
Yeah.
The thoughts, the emotions, like to just let it out. Maybe you need to go and yell. I don't know. Maybe you need to sing at the top of your lungs on the drive back.
Yeah.
Forget being calm. Maybe you need to like really belt it out. I don't know.
That's true. And I like the letter. I will for sure write a letter of like an empowerment letter if I need it. You know, I might be totally fine and be like, oh my God, that was
And
amazing.
calling all your friends saying, "Okay, you all have to do this now." Right?
Yes.
So that's the thing, to not necessarily set yourself up thinking, "Oh, okay, I got to get ready." Like it's almost like you're telling me, "Okay, I'm going to go stand at the edge of a cliff. Help me figure out how to stabilize myself." I'm like, "What? You don't know that."
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. That's helpful.
I can't wait. I would love for you. I don't know even when it is. You should come on the next body image call and share and let us know how it goes. Because I'll bet you it's after your photo shoot thing.
Yeah, when is, yeah, I have to see when. I just wrote my calendar. I already hung it up because my photo shoot's Tuesday. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, it's definitely not Tuesday.
Okay.
It is. Oh, I got it. It's the 17th.
Okay, so I will do the next week. That's my mammogram day. I actually have a really good protocol. My husband takes off. We go get lunch. We do a whole day. So I doubt
Perfect.
I'll be there, but it's possible.
Okay. Well,
Okay.
otherwise, let us know. All
Okay.
right.
All
Thanks for
right.
coming
Thank you.
on. Hi, Melissa. There we go. Okay. That sounds like so much fun going to the boudoir. So, Alyssa did post for anybody listening to the replay play that doing her discovery worksheet, she learned that I was not giving myself rest during the week, trying to power through becoming emotionally and physically exhausted. It's so important, right? So important to do that, give ourselves that bit of rest. I'm going to bring Debbie up. Got your hand raised. Come on up. But yes, it does really help to give ourselves those momentary pauses, like micro moments, I like to call them, where we give ourselves a chance to like kind of like release the pressure valve. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Nice to see you. So, how can I help
Nice
today?
to see you.
What's going on for
Just a little bit of history. I am a regainer, but my question isn't specific to necessarily the regain, but I lost 75 pounds, and then that was back in 2018, 2019 with no BS, so back when it was PNP, I think.
Yeah.
And then I started to work on other things in my life and discovered that food was actually a way I coped. And so some of the ways that I had lost the weight wasn't really addressing how I use food to cope. So as I've been trying to work on other things and haven't had nearly the success as I did with weight loss, I gained about 35 pounds. So I rejoined back in August
Yeah.
and I've lost 3 pounds.
Okay.
And it's been pretty much that's it. And so where I'm at now is I'm back to doing all the things, like the water, sleep is a non-issue. I don't get enough sleep, but my Oura ring says I do, and I've been back and forth with a doctor who says, you might just be one of those people that really only need 6 hours of sleep, so don't worry about it. So I've decided to quit worrying about that one. I don't have a lot of overeats. I have maybe like the last time I looked at my data, I had about like 12% of what I would call slight overeats. And I always wait for hunger. So I'm doing pretty good, but I'm at like maintenance. And I've been doing a back and forth with ask coaches. And essentially, where we landed was like, why is 35 pounds down from where you are now your goal? And I have a tough time saying why. I mean, I have some reasons, but they're like, I don't know. I don't know. So I'm trying to discover whether I should do some body image work. So it's great that you're the coach on this call to be like really accepting of where I'm at now. And maybe that will help, I don't know, help me get a little more regulated about where I'm at now so that maybe that will give me some insight into what I want to do next. Or I don't know. So that's where I'm at.
So you said it perfectly. I don't think you meant to put it together like that, but you said that you are doing a 12% slight overeating and maintaining. So to me, this is for maintenance. You're doing just enough overeating to maintain. You're doing just enough. You are always waiting for hunger for a person who's maintaining. That's the difference. The difference is overeating to a level of losing weight or waiting for a hunger for the version of you who's losing weight. So it means we have to play with that a little bit. If you decide, I want to lose weight, that's where you play. Now, I'm not sure that's what you came to me because you said through Ask Coaches, you're like, well, if I could work on body image, I would accept my body the way it is. And then I don't need to lose weight because I'd be happy with myself. You absolutely can do that. Some people do that and weigh 350 pounds. Like, there's no reason you can't do that. You could also work on body image, on loving yourself and loving your body enough to be okay. I guess I'm gonna fuck around with this waiting for hunger and see what is waiting for hunger for the version of me that's losing weight. Does she wait an extra 15 minutes when she used to think she was hungry? Does she wait half an hour? I don't know. And that's the part you're gonna play with if you want to try to figure out weight loss. I want you to start to play with that. But I kind of want to go back to what you said at the beginning, which is when you gained the 35 pounds, it's because food was the way that you coped.
Yeah, I didn't realize and now that I'm like I'm not doing that now, but I think
But what are you doing to cope now?
I do things like I just sort of go, oh, I need to take some deep breaths here. I need to pause. I need to go for a walk. I need to journal. I need to distract with things that are not food. That might be, folding laundry or something ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I had just sort of in that regain kind of gone a little, just complacent, just not paying attention. Because most of my overeats, it's not like I'm a binger. It's not like I would overeat to like stuffed or full. It was mostly things like, not wanting dinner to end. So I just sit there and pick at my food and, or, being out with friends or at a potluck or, which is a lot of my life. That's not just like a once a month kind of thing in my life. It is a multiple times a week kind of thing. So just like eating all the things and not paying attention. And mostly because I'm enjoying myself and the food is going along with it, because if there's social anxiety in that situation, or I'm, a lot of mine has been my relationship with my husband, so feeling a little disconnected with him. And then using food to like be like, oh, let's go over and talk to these people about this amazing whatever stupid food it is. I don't like that would be my thing. Or grab another beer. Well, it's not a beer, it's usually something else, but that sort of thing. And so I feel like in the last 5 months since I rejoined, I've worked on cleaning all that up. And I don't really do that anymore.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm the issues in my life are long standing. I'm working on them, but I'm just not using food to cope with the
Okay.
fact that
So
that
that's
hasn't been making the
important.
progress I want.
Yeah. So that's important is to make sure that you have figured out, okay, how do I cope without using the food? And so thank you so much for sharing that, because that's going to be helpful for a lot of people too, is to see, look, there's all these other ways that I can use to help not be coping with food. Now, I think it's more we want to sort of go back to that baseline of what is overeating for you? What is stop like, how do we know that we're stopping at enough? How do we know that we're always waiting for hunger?
I have really good body cues. Like my hunger, it's usually, I get that very empty, kind of burning sensation in my stomach. I start to get a little lightheaded. I usually can tell that I've had enough because, my stomach's starts that it loses that burning empty feeling. I notice I usually sit back from the table. And
Yeah.
then, I can check on the other end that I'm usually getting the beginning signs of hunger 3.5 hours later ish. So my meals are lasting about that long. So I mean, I feel like I have it dialed in exactly like you said, as someone for maintenance.
Yes.
And my, I kind of feel like one of the things that really helped me lose weight the first time was I was feeling really good in my body. I mean, I had lost like, 40 pounds up from where I am now. And as I was going down, you're like, oh, wow, here's my body
Good.
feeling great. And yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And so
Yeah.
even at this weight on the way down, I could really feel good in my body. And now it's like my recent memory is like all back to my hips hurt and my knees hurt and I'm not feeling as good in my body. And my guess is that some of that not feeling good right now is making it so that it's like I'm not as willing to fuck around with the hunger or the I did listen to Lizzie's call, I think it was last week, where she said it's less about am I out enough then would I miss these last bites? So I've been just starting to play with that a little bit more.
Excellent.
But like I am kind of going, why is my goal weight what I say it is? And like, why, is it? I do think like if I could feel better in the body that I'm in right now,
Yes.
I would. It would help me be the kind of person who would go, oh, I'm not going to miss those bites, or I'm whatever. I don't know. Like I don't know. I just feel like I'm pretty solid with the way I'm eating, and I am going to be challenging myself a little bit with this, would I miss those bites? But I do feel like if I could
What are your thoughts
enjoy
right
my
now?
body right now, it would be better.
What are your thoughts right now about your body?
I mean, I'm really healthy. I've never had a doctor tell me I need to lose weight because all of my stuff is good. I carry around a extra weight, which makes it like I do notice I don't like I'm not as agile, but like I don't know if I'm going to get that back. I think that's the other thing is like I don't know if losing 35 pounds, I'm like I went through menopause on this weight gain. So I don't know
Well,
if my
you
joints are
did
going to feel
weigh
any
35
better.
pounds less, right? Did you feel agile and amazing?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so then you do know that if you lost 35 pounds, you feel more agile.
I don't know that. I don't know if the agility has to do with the weight gain or if it's just my joints are starting to not like being without estrogen and all the other fun things that keep them smooth. I don't know.
So we're not sure about that. That's okay. So when you tell us about your body, you said, well, I'm healthy. Doctors don't say I need to lose weight. But you also said you carry around extra weight, even though doctors didn't say you need to lose weight.
Right. I mean, I can look at the charts. I am technically overweight, but I've never had a doctor. Like my blood pressure, all my vital, everything's great.
What
I
do you
am
like about
not.
your body?
I mean, there's a lot of things I like about it. I would say it's very functional. I stay healthy. I'm hardly ever sick. I have a really strong immune system, I don't know. I mean, I can do all the things. I don't have, even though I have pain in my knees and my hips, I can still hike in my forest. I can still, do all the things that I want. Maybe dancing is not as much fun as it used to be.
Okay.
But like, there's part of me that goes, do I need to accept that that is just a natural part of aging and just like go, oh, I'm okay with this right now.
Well,
Instead
how
of like,
often do you do dancing?
I don't do it very much anymore, but I mean, I used to all the time because we go to a lot of live music.
So if you were to get dressed up, what part of your body would you be showing off?
I wouldn't. I don't show off my body ever. I'm not into that's not a thing for me. I'm a childhood sexual abuse survivor, so I have a lot of not
Okay.
really comfortable with that. I've done lots of work there and I continue to do work there, but that's
Okay.
just not how I that's not a thing for me.
Okay. So if you were to cuddle up on the couch, is there a certain part of your body that you would be like, do your hands need more attention? Do your feet need more attention? Do your
I don't
is
really,
that
that
something
doesn't,
you would ever do? No?
in terms of like ask for touch in some
No, not
way.
asking for touch, just yourself. Like, just.
Oh.
Like when I cuddle up on the couch or when I sit down on the couch or stuff, I get a blanket. I like to tuck it all around my feet. I kind of like to feel cozy. Some people don't like
Right.
that. It's
Yeah,
just
yeah.
you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm in a like cozy hoodie right now. I'm like all super snuggly. Yeah.
Okay.
I have nice slippered, fuzzy slippers on. Yeah, and I like clothes that feel good on my skin.
Okay.
Yeah, I have
Yeah,
all,
so that's
yeah.
kind of what I mean. Like, yeah, sort of thinking through, like, how do you connect with your body? How do you feel about your body? And you have a lot of great thoughts about your
Yeah.
body, about how healthy it is, and about how functional it is. It's doing what you're really wanting it to do by the sounds of it.
For sure.
So that
I
could
mean,
be
yeah,
good.
the
Yeah.
only thing is it's not as great a clothes hanger as I'd like it to be. I mean, that's just it. It's like, yes, I definitely learned the first time that it's really important to wear clothes that fit you at
Yeah.
whatever size you are. So I have clothes that I feel good in that fit me, that aren't like tight and uncomfortable for the most part. But I definitely have a whole bunch of fun clothes that I don't wear because they no longer fit me. And I don't want to,
Okay.
like, I'm not going to, like, I don't necessarily feel like when I go shopping for new clothes, if I were going to go try and find something equally fun, it's just, there's just not as, it, I just don't look as fun. I don't like the way I look in those sorts of clothes, fun clothes.
Okay.
So I would say that that's the closest thing I can get to motivation for, like, that's the reason I want to lose this weight.
Okay. So that's where it comes into you get to decide. First
Right.
of all, are you going to keep that as your truth, that I don't look as good in the fun clothes I'd like to be looking as good at in?
Right.
Or am I going to keep looking for different ways to dress this body in a way that feels really good?
Yeah.
Even when I say, like, what part of your body would you be accenting or whatever if you went out? I don't really mean like sexually accent. I mean, like, it
Right.
could be I do my hair. It could be I wear a certain color because it feels good. Like, there's so many different ways you could go about that of just what feels good for you. that are all kind of just about how you work on honoring your body and just sort of taking care of the body that you have because of all the things that it does for you and that you enjoy. You know, the hiking, the
Right.
movement, the. And you're right. If you want to lose weight because you're like, you know what? No, the next size down or the two size, whatever size it is, that's when I can wear the really cute clothes. Then there's a pretty solid reason if you wanted to. You get to decide
Right.
though.
Right. Yeah, I mean, when I think about like dressing up or whatever, I mean, it might be like slightly colored, but it's mostly doesn't have pockets. I mean, like
Right.
that's I need to have pockets. That's about like,
Yes.
can I wear something that has pockets, that is going to be comfortably whatever warmth I need. I don't know. It's much more of a functionality thing. It's not that I don't pay attention to what the whole outfit looks like, but functionality probably, that's how I take care of myself. And I would, the only other thing I would say is I pay attention to material. I don't like a lot of like polyestery things and stuff. Like I want the clothes to feel good on my skin. So I do pay attention to that. But yeah, I guess I'm just, I'm wondering what it looks like to be just, I know it, I almost feel like I'm trying to pull a reverse psychology stunt. I don't know if that's the exact right phrase on myself of like going, if I can just get really good at loving the body that I'm at right now, I wonder if that would give me access to, just settling into letting go of some of the eating that I don't even, maybe I'm not even paying attention that I'm actually doing. I don't know. And I just like, I wonder, like, why, other than I want to wear the clothes that I already own in those smaller sizes, fine. If I just went, everything's good here, what would that be like?
So if everything was good here, what do you think when you get up in the morning or when you do your, do you plan, assess, that kind of stuff?
I usually in after I'm afternoon, middle of the day.
So what do you think you would be doing when you get up in the morning? What would you be thinking or doing? Is it any different if you decided, I'm not working on weight loss. I'm happy with the body that I have. I'm okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the what it comes down to clothes. Like I spend a lot of time picking out my clothes. I
Okay.
think if I were really okay with it, I don't know, maybe I would come up with like, I think one of the things that was interesting is when I was at what I'm still considering my goal weight, getting dressed was easy. Like I could just grab a pair of pants and a shirt and call it an outfit and I looked cute in it and it was fine. Now I have to go like, okay, well, does that, the cut of those pants, does it like, how does that work with this shirt? I probably spend at least a half an hour a day figuring out what to fucking wear. And
And that's because,
it's
sorry,
just,
that's because you're, why? Why does it take longer to get dressed now? Because what is it you're considering?
because I don't like certain clothes. It's not like I can just grab a pair of pants and
And
any
any
shirt
top
that's in
works on.
and any top. Like I have to go like, oh, does that the cut of those pants with that shirt, because it's got like a, it's got a handkerchief hem or it's got a, whatever, does that work? I don't know. No, my thighs look funny now. I can't wear that. Don't do that. Anyway, so like yeah, I mean, I would say that that's that there is I would like to be able to look in the mirror and go, oh, whatever, it's great, it's fine. I don't feel like I have to, I don't know. That's what I think I wish I could do. I don't know that I can.
You actually
It's,
can. It just may not feel authentic. right? Like that's
Well,
the,
right. I mean,
yeah,
I would
so
like it to feel closer to authentic.
yes. So that's the thing to decide is sort of go, well, that's my story right now. This is how it feels. I feel this discomfort. And if I want to alleviate that, then I either got to start looking at my body and talking about why it's okay, or I got to buy clothes that fit me at this size that are easy grab and go options. Maybe it's like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, get clothes that actually fit this size body the way that you want them to fit. Is that a possibility?
I mean, it's just been hard. Like, I mean, I have some, like, especially, well, it might not be so bad now that the weather's getting a little bit warmer. But in winter, it's like I wear jeans and pants a lot, which are a lot harder to fit because I carry my weight in my hips and thighs. And so it's just a matter of, yeah, I mean, some of it is sort of that, I guess. I don't know.
So what I think that really you're looking for is not necessarily to get to this place where you're like, okay, I'm just fine with this body. What I think is kind of the gap between the two is just, I love my body. And if you were to love your body, then you are, and you're doing the things that a person does. It's just maybe you're not seeing it that way, that I take care of my body. I take my body hiking. I do different movement to help with the inflammation or whatever it is, the soreness in the joints, stuff that helps. I eat the foods that feel really good for it. I focus on that. And I focus on maybe giving it a little less weight to be carrying around so that all that pain isn't as amplified. But it's that care and compassion piece to it that I think right now you're trying to talk yourself into going, well, why can't I just be this weight? It's fine. And yet it doesn't sound so fine when you talk about it
It
necessarily.
isn't like,
Yeah.
but you know, it's just one of those things that, like, I feel like, you know, for the last several months anyway, you know, I've got a new thing to try. I will keep trying a new
Yes.
thing. I just feel like I cleaned up all the stuff. I got to the place where I used to be, and I'm still in maintenance. I'm kind of
But you're
going,
not at the place you used to be. You're eating to a
no.
level for this, yeah, for this weight.
Right, but yeah, exactly. And I'm just trying to go, you know, it's this thing of, like, I feel like I'm trying to honor my body. I'm listening to it very deeply, and it's going, you're
We want to
staying
weigh
at
this
this
amount.
weight. Right, here you are. And maybe there is, like, I think that there's biological reasons that our bodies want us to be at homeostasis. Like, they keep us from changing a whole lot, just like our brains do the same thing. They don't want change.
But what if we could just work on the next 5 pounds? See
Yeah.
if we could get down 5 pounds and then see what that's like. If we can, be listening to our body in a way at that. Like, I don't want you necessarily thinking of 35 pounds down versus today. Just like maybe a
Right.
little bit to see if we could poke holes in that version of the story too.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, a lot of it is just like, okay, so what do I try that still feels like? I mean, this is why I'm just like, would I miss those bites? I
I
like
love
that.
that one.
I mean, I
Yep.
can try that. And you know, and I think maybe in talking with you, this notion, maybe I'm just trying to find an excuse not to do that too much. And
I
in talking
guarantee
with
our
you, it,
bodies, yep, would much rather stay the same. It's much easier. Stay
right.
still,
And I
don't
think,
move, stay the same, hide, shelter in place. It's like,
yeah. And I think in talking with you, it is not that, like, there's not really a whole lot more I can do to say, I love my body the way it is right now. I mean, I do.
yes.
I do. There's not much more I can do here. So, you know, it may not be like the most altruistic, virtuous reason, because I just want to be able to wear the cute clothes that I own. But I
But there's a,
still want
yeah,
to be able
hold
to do that.
both. Yeah. I love my
I still
body
want
the
to be
way
able to
it
do
is.
that.
It's fine. And fuck it. I want to lose the
Right.
weight and let's see what we need to do. So make sure you bring it to
Okay.
us coaches Again, let's keep talking about the next experiment, the next experiment. Like, let us know how that leading bites goes so that we can then see how we can move forward from there. Okay.
And thank you for helping me understand that, this trying to accept myself just the way I am is just kind of probably a head game I'm trying to play to avoid doing the work.
All
That's what we
right.
do. Okay, thank you
Okay.
so much.
You're welcome. We'll talk again, hopefully. Take care. Bye. Okay, we have one more person. Lindsay mentioned in the chat, I deserve these quality clothes at this size. Getting beautiful quality fabric feels amazing. Even if it's more expensive, I don't, That's where we want to connect those two, though, Lindsay, is that you do deserve it. You deserve it today. And remember, we're not talking, no matter what weight you are, especially as you gain, lose, whatever. I'm going to bring you up, Ada. We don't have to buy a whole entire wardrobe to take care of ourselves and to wear clothes that fit and to, we can always work on certain pieces, right? Okay, there we go. Can't see you yet. Oops. Where'd you go, Ada? There you go. Having some.
For some reason, I can't get my video on. Oh, wait a
Oh, there
minute.
you go.
There I am, but I'm really small.
Ah, that's all right.
That's okay.
Beautiful.
I can see you.
All right.
My
Ada,
name's
right?
Aida.
Aida. I love it. All right. Aida, how are
Thank
you
you.
today?
So I know we don't have that much time left, but
That's okay. What do you need? What can I
in
help you with?
talking about regain, I was on a GLP-1 for about a year
Okay.
and lost a decent amount of weight, I think like 25, 30 pounds.
Okay.
But at some point near the end of that year, my body started to reject it and it was making me sick, like nausea, vomiting. I mean, it was
Okay.
just, I couldn't function on that.
Yeah.
So I went off of it and I was so terrified I was going to gain weight, which I did. I gained 10 pounds. But I'm determined to do it without the GLP-1. Because I've done it before without it. So I kind of felt like I was using that as a crutch. But what I wanted to talk about more is self-sabotage. There's something, and I know I do it, there's something in my brain that as soon as I see the scale go down,
Yes.
it's like the wheels fall off. It's like, oh, I'm losing weight so I can eat more and I can have this treat and I can,
Okay, so
it's
notice that it's not that you recognized it, it's that then you had the thought, oh, I can eat this, I can eat that. Well, why? Why can you eat this and that? Tell me about that.
I don't know where that thought comes from. Because by thinking that way, then there's just the regain,
Yeah,
right?
well, no, hold on. Aida, by thinking it isn't what creates the regain. Doing it is what creates the regain. I can think I could rob a bank and I'd get and have $1 million. I'm not going to jail yet, am I? The only way I'm going to jail is if I actually act on what I think and think that's the only way I can get money is if I go rob a bank. Oh, that's what I want you to keep in mind. It's just because you think it, one, doesn't make it true, but
But then I
two,
act on it.
it doesn't mean you
Then
have
I
to
go and
do
rob
it.
the
Yes,
bank.
so no more robbing the bank here, okay? That's what I want you to keep in mind. So this is why we suggest the pause, the slowing down, the catching your story, right? And in the regain reset, that's the first thing is figuring out what is my story about this? Part of your story is, oh, as soon as I lose weight, I'm going to be all happy, and then I'm just going to eat this and that and everything else because I'm all happy about losing weight, which means I'm then going to gain weight.
Well, part of what I'm wondering is, am I afraid to lose weight? Like, am I afraid to be at my goal weight? Like, am I afraid of the attention it'll bring?
Are you?
Am I afraid that then I will lose this, not hobby, but this focus on weight loss, which I've had for all my life?
What would you
And
do
then
with
it's like,
your time?
oh, God, there's a lot I could do with my time. But I'm wondering why I'm holding on to it. It's like, is
So
there?
one, I want you answering it. Are you afraid of the attention you may or may not get if you lose weight?
I think there is something there because I get very self-conscious if a man says something like, "Oh, you're beautiful," or if I get looks, it's like it makes me feel really uncomfortable and I don't know why.
So what's
So I feel
happening
like I'm
here?
hiding behind the extra weight.
So here's the thing though. This is the it's not just you feel like it. It sounds like you are. You are hiding in the extra layers because we have this anticipation of if someone says something, I'm going to feel uncomfortable. I'm going to feel, what is it you think you're going to feel if someone looks at you like,
Exposed.
I'm going to feel exposed.
And kind of, what's the word? Like creepy, or I can't think of the right word to explain, but like ick, like don't look at me, sort of thing.
Is it an unworthiness of it? Like, I don't deserve to be looked at this way, or is it a not safe? It's dangerous if you look at me that way. I feel.
I think I feel a little discomfort, like danger. And I grew up all my life like a little bit chubby, not like obese, but always a little bit chubby. I was never thin. And so when in my 20s, I did lose a lot of weight and I was really thin. I was running a lot. I can't run anymore. But I remember feeling like, oh, suddenly now I'm getting all this attention and I don't know how to deal with it.
So in your 20s, you didn't know how to deal with it. So it's beautiful that you thought of this because now we kind of have a sense of your body in your 20s learned that this is not comfortable. This isn't safe. I don't know what to do. So there can be panic,
I
there
don't know
can
how to
be fear.
respond. I
I
don't
don't know how
know.
to respond.
Yeah.
Right?
And now I'm in
So
my late 50s, so
that's
it's like
okay. Yeah.
it's
So,
been a long time.
like, it's been a long, but that's a long time that your body learned that lesson. And in order to protect you from that lesson, the weight's been there to do that. You don't have to worry about it. It's not really true, though.
Right.
I mean, men can still comment, men can still be creepy, men can, people still can,
Like
but
leering.
yes. So what if somebody did that today?
I'd probably feel a little boost of positivity about the way I look, but also a slight bit of discomfort. And also thinking like, why are you complimenting me? I'm 30 pounds overweight. What do you see?
Disbelief. Interesting though. No unsafety. No, it doesn't feel dangerous. And yet your brain is telling you that if you lost weight and someone did it, that it wouldn't be safe. So again, notice though, you're guessing because we're just having thoughts. So your brain's offering you this idea. Oh, hold back. It's not safe. And yet, when we talk it through, you're like, oh, well, I'd be fine. I'd question them. I'd be like,
It's like, what do you see that I don't see?
oh, but even still, you could do that at any weight too, right? We'd be like, why are you doing that? Like, yeah. So I'm wonder, we don't even, then we don't, not really knowing. If it's, we're going to actually feel that way, we're kind of guessing. Because
That's
in
true.
our 20s, she did feel that way. That's the difference, Ada, is that your 20-year-old you, yeah, that's how she felt. So she's inside of you saying, danger, danger, sometimes. But when you actually think about you today dealing with it, you're like, oh, I know how to deal with it. I'd be like, what? You're crazy. What is going on? Why are you
Yeah, I
looking
mean,
like?
it's been 30 years, so maybe I would deal with it differently now. I mean, I'm a different person, you know? So that's
So this,
something I could think about.
yeah.
And
So when
also,
that comes up, that's what I want you to remind yourself of, okay?
I need to decide that I want to be thin more than like I could deal with the discomfort of someone looking at me. I'm thinking
You
now
don't even know if it's going to be uncomfortable.
that's true. I'm just assuming.
Right, you're just assuming. So I want you to put that to the side. What I want you to do is find out. Is I want you to just work on the next pound, the next pound. Focus on what is happening today so that you can then, and I want you to pause, take a minute with your thoughts and go, wait, what's the information coming at me? Because what we started with was the self-sabotage of if I lose a bit of weight, I'm going to start thinking, woohoo, I'm fine. I can just eat anything I want. Well, then that causes weight gain. I want you to be focusing on what is the truth for today? What do I really want to do today? And if the thought
And
is
what do
unequal
I want to
to
make the
that,
scale mean, right?
yeah. What is the
So
question?
1 pound down does not mean danger, danger.
Well, I want you to show yourself that. I want you to see. And if it does bring up danger, danger, again, that's something you can come to ask coaches with and we can talk it through. It's the nerves, there's the nervous system resources on our website as well. And a lot of us coaches are trained and know how to help with that and do that in private coaching as well, but we can do it on other calls as well too, right? The tapping or the breathing exercises. We do a lot of that to take care of that nervous system reaction because that's the stuff that you can't really control. It's coming and you feel it. And so we got to take care of that. But what I don't want you to do is to make it mean, oh, I have to listen. I have to just listen. And that means I got to eat or I got to avoid or I've got to all those things, right?
Right. That makes sense. Yeah, and question, is it logical that I'm going to be discomfort uncomfortable at my goal weight? I mean, I'll probably be so happy that I finally achieved it. You know, it's like I've been in this program for years, and I feel like I'm just like spinning my wheels. Like I hear all the information, but I'm not applying it.
So if you were to write that sentence down, I feel like I'm spinning my wheels. I hear the information, I'm not applying it. I would offer you probably are. But it's not because you can't do it. It's because we're just dealing, we're just going with whatever's coming up. We're not figuring out, okay, how do I apply one thing today? What's the one thing I'm going to work on today? And then doing it for a bit. So often it's because we think it's not enough. We think it's, I can't ever figure this out. It's like, what? I don't want you to figure it out. I just want you to do one thing, right?
Yeah, this week I've been really focusing on my water
I love
because
it.
I wasn't getting it in. And I noticed that if I don't get in at least half of it in the morning,
Yep.
the afternoon, I don't seem to want to drink as much water. Like, so
I'm with
then
you.
it's like the end of the day, and suddenly I realize I haven't had all my water.
Yeah. And nobody wants to be drinking gallons of water right before they go to sleep and up all
No,
night
that's what
puking.
I've been doing. And then I'm up 2 to 3 times a night, which is really annoying.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that. I love that. So what you just outlined is an example of I like to have benchmarks throughout the day. For me, I have my water bottle and I know it's full. I fill it up first thing in the morning. I know by mid-morning, I want to be done the first one. Right? Worst case, it's by lunchtime. I'm done this first one. So then at lunchtime, I'm refilling it and I'm having it again. But before dinner, I want to have had three of these. So I kind of keep an eye on those benchmarks. We can do that with anything. is just kind of having a standard for, okay, this week, what am I doing? What habit am I trying to reinforce? What habits are really going to support me with this? And then we can move
Yeah.
on to the next one. Once we got that one down, get a week of that under your belt.
The other two things I'm working on, which are key for me, is waiting for hunger and stopping at enough. Like I'm really listening to my body at enough because I don't think I've done that before. It's like I go past it before I'm even aware of it. So I'm really trying to be more intentional with that.
How do you hear it? Like, what do you, how do you know?
I just listen to like I feel it in my stomach. Like I don't feel full, but I feel satiated. Like I'm not hungry anymore. So do I need to eat anymore?
So
And
I'll tell
so
you, for
I'll
me, it's usually I hear a thought, and it's the same thing, but I usually get this thought, oh, I wonder if that's enough, or oh, that I kind of think maybe I'm done. Then that's what triggers me to check in with
Yeah.
my stomach and
If you
go,
have to
oh no.
question it, if you have to question it, then you're probably done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you have to question it, well, not even just you're probably done, why not experiment and see?
Well, that's what I've been doing is I've been stopping earlier
I love it.
and I tell myself, well, if I'm hungry in a couple of hours, I can eat again. It's not a big deal, you know?
You got a lot of great sentences, then a lot of great thoughts that are really, really helpful. And but I just want you sort of fact checking these thoughts as they come in, especially when you notice the possible sabotaging. If you're losing some weight, I want you to really check in on what is it I'm thinking. There's not some place we're trying to get to with weight loss where we can then just eat whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
I want you eating whatever the hell you want now and figuring that out because you can eat anything with no hunger, right? So that's what we want to pay attention to. Like if those sabotaging thoughts come up that, oh, you can do this differently now because you've lost weight. Wait, what? Why would I do that?
Yeah. I just finished reading the book. It's really good. I found out about from Hal
Don't
Elrod,
believe,
don't
yeah.
believe everything you think.
I love it. See, there you
I need
go.
to practice that. Like, don't believe everything I think, you know, don't listen to my brain all the time and
Yeah.
steer it in a different direction.
The analogy I use a lot with my private clients is the junk mail analogy that you get tons of junk mail. I get mail all the time suggesting I need a new roof.
Oh
Well,
my God, I don't even want to open my mailbox anymore.
right, but think of it. It doesn't mean we do it. We get them for selling our house all the time too. It doesn't mean I go, oh my God, I can't believe I have to sell my house again. No, it's just junk mail.
Right.
In Canada, we recycle that stuff. Into the recycling box it goes because
That's like those thoughts that come into your head. It's just junk mail. Not all of it, obviously, but
no,
some
yeah,
of it. And we need
I
to
can eat
recognize
anything.
what's junk and what's valuable.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah. What is,
that's a good, I like that thought out. I'm going to borrow that.
yeah. What is actually useful for you?
I
All
need to
right.
practice. I know we've gone over. Thank you so much for accommodating
Okay.
me.
No worries, Ada. It was great to
Nice
see
to meet
you.
you.
Nice to meet you too. So I hope I'll see you maybe in Ask Coaches and you can let us know how you're doing and let us know, okay, what are you working on this week for it, okay?
Sounds good. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. You as well. All
Take
right.
care.
Oh, thank you all for being here today and spending this time with me and listening to all the people that were amazing putting up their hands. The replay for this will be out on Tuesday, so if you missed any part of it, you can watch it then. And it was great to see you all. I will see you next time. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.